USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The North Texas man accused of driving to an El Paso Walmart and killing 22 people inside is making his first court appearance this afternoon. The 21-year-old is set to be arraigned just after 2 o'clock Mountain Time on capital murder charges for August's attack. It'll be the first time he'll be seen in public since the murders, and El Paso County prosecutors are planning to seek the death penalty. As House Democrats continue to lead an impeachment inquiry over President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, the whistleblower's identity is still unknown. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News,
"There's a lot of focus on this whistleblower. What that statement doesn't provide any light on is why is it that before that attorney was even hired and even knew about the whistleblower complaint, that the whistleblower was already in touch with Schiff and his staff."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
A newly named outside counsel for the president will not be keeping his job on Fox. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Fox News says it's decided to part ways with former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy after Gowdy was named outside counsel to President Trump as the impeachment inquiry ramps up. Gowdy had joined Fox News as a contributor just a few months ago. The 55-year-old had served as the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and he headed up the House Benghazi panel, which investigated a terrorist attack in Libya that left four Americans dead. Last week, Gowdy had said on Fox News that Representative Adam Schiff, the California Democrat leading the impeachment inquiry, was, quote, mishandling the investigation.
A potentially historic winter storm is making its way toward the northern Rockies, northern plains, and upper Great Lakes. Forecasters say the storm could dump up to as much as 2 feet of snow from Washington into Montana, Colorado, the Dakotas, and Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration is not happy with the mayor of Minneapolis. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Trump administration is lashing out at the mayor of Minneapolis for charging more than $500,000 for security for a Trump campaign event at the Target Center last Thursday night. An Obama event in 2009 was charged just $20,000. Mayor Jacob Frey, a frequent Trump critic, explains.
President Barack Obama was coming here on behalf of the Office of President of the United States, not as a campaign event. President Trump is coming to Minneapolis as a campaign rally.
The Trump campaign described Frey as a radical leftist mayor.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, President Trump is doing what he can to get Minnesota's 10 electoral votes. Jennifer Carnahan is the Republican Party chairwoman of Minnesota. She joins Fox News and shares how the president is doing in her state.
He was plus 16 points in northern Minnesota, plus 15 points in southern Minnesota, plus 30 points in western Minnesota in 2016. He's not as weak in the suburbs as is being reported. He did have difficulty in the western part of our metro area, but in the southern suburbs in 2016, he won that district by 1.5 points. His strength is going to be there. We have been on the ground since June. We are going to do everything we can to flip Minnesota and deliver our 10 electoral votes to the president, which would be the first time for Minnesota since 1970.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.